Good evening, Dave. Can you see me awake? Hello there, Mr. Rick. Yeah, I'm just playing with the radio here. I had some stuff I wanted to do. I've got a RFJ adjustable regulated power supply. I think I got that from one of the sales from the club or something. And I had noticed I had my two ICOM radios on it. Worked fine. But every time you turn the damn radio off, it wouldn't turn off. I actually had to turn the power off, turn it back on, then turn the radio off. So I'm not sure what was going on. I started reading about this particular power supply, and it says it's pretty dirty as far as the 12 volts coming out. So what I did is I put a couple extra binding posts on my Kenwood supply. I got a 25 or 30 amp Kenwood supply. And I hooked them both up there, and I haven't had a problem with that. So that's what I did today. I actually put the two binding posts on there for on the one power supply today to try and alleviate that problem.
Are both power supplies linear, or is one of them, a lot of the MFJs were switching power supplies?
Yeah, well, I think the MFJ is dirty. I think the signal coming off is dirty. I should get a scope and put a scope on and look at it. But I was reading some stuff on it, and it's funny that particular power supply it's a 30 amp supply, and it's got just a regular two wire plug on it rather than a three and stuff. There was a whole mess of comments on YouTube that. Against that particular supply.
Okay, yeah, I bought, I don't know if it's a 25 or 30 amp MFJ I've got. It's a switcher. And some of the complaints on it was that the signal wasn't clean and the filtering wasn't the best. But I know on certain models they had cleaned some of that stuff up. But, yeah. So I know that my Ashtron's a linear, and the MFJ I got's a switcher. So both are a little different.
Yeah, this particular supply is not a switcher. It's a regulated DC power supply. It's not the switcher. And the one I put the thing on, I got on the other out of Kenwood, the one, and that's working okay. It's worked. I originally put it just on the 7610 to make sure that that would work, and that was working okay. So I put a couple of binding posts on the back end so I could get another two more connectors on, and I got my both the ICOMs on that particular on the Kenwood one, and now and it seems to be working.
Good. Maybe it needs. A little improvement on the filter capacitors on that MFJ.
Yeah, well, and actually in the on the YouTube video, the guy goes through a couple of things. He does put some more filtering on and stuff and to clean it up, and that's probably what needs to be done. I just have to find time to do it and put it on the bench. I really don't need it now. I've got one desk has got my two my ICOMs on it. Those are all on a Kenwood, and then the other desk had the Elecraft and a Kenwood, and also the Telstar tuner on, and that's actually on MFJ. But I do have another 30 amp supply. I've got a 30 amp switcher that I could put it over there. They don't recommend putting a switcher on the Telstar tuner. But I had one on before, and I didn't have a problem, so I may just do that, put it on the switcher, and then take this other one and maybe try and clean it up.
Well, it never hurts to have a spare, does it?
It sure doesn't. Then, like I say, I got another 30-amp, 25 or 30-amp, I think it's 30-amp setting. It's a 30 amp, but that's a 30 amp short term. It's not for, if you put 30 amps on it all the time, it's not great. It's basically a 25 amp, but that would take care of that other two radios without a problem. And then, like I say, it's always, like you say, it's always nice, Oh, it's nice to have a spare.
That's for sure. Yeah, I've got a 35-amp Ashtron, but they don't recommend loading it over 25 amps.
Yeah. Well, I've got an old Tentec. I'm not sure. I don't know where the heck it is. I was looking for it today. It must be on a shelf someplace around here. But I had it running on my on everything a while back, and that was a 25-amp switcher. And it was real funny. I was on the net one night, on the digital net, and all of a sudden I lost all power. So I swapped over to another power supply, and I went on, and I started looking at this one here. I thought maybe the Tentec, I thought I blew a fuse or something. And I pulled the cover off, I started checking, and I had 12 volts. I didn't have a problem. It was I had 12 volts there. But there was it wasn't getting 12 volts to my binding post outside. So I'm not sure, I wasn't sure what was going on. I started checking out, and there was a little thermistor in there, and the thermistor must have went bad, and I started having problems. I replaced that, and everything was okay though. So actually, I've got another backup someplace. I'm probably going to be selling some of them. We got another backup someplace that was weird, had a weird thing go on. So I guess I got strange things going on in the shack there, Rick. KCAVOA, WADW.
You know, Dave, that happens to all of us. It happens to all of us. I think that's what they call live and learn. And that's as we go on through life, we definitely learn a lot of different things. And that's one of them. But you never know what you're going to come across.
Yeah, you're right there. I got another project going on. I'm gonna try and use the software defined radio that I have. I'm gonna try and use it as a display for my on my either my Kenwood or my Elecraft for the what am I trying to say? Anyway, you know what I mean. Anyway, there's a switch that you can switch over. The antennas for the specifically for the SDR. So I got one of them coming about $40 or something. I'm gonna try that out, see how that works.
Okay, I'm assuming it's an automatic switch, not manual switch.
Yeah, Roger. It's automatic switch, and what I'll probably do is put a delay on the. On the push to talk, so you swap it over and then delay it going in, and to make sure you don't have to put RF back in the software defined radio.
That'd be wise to have a delay on it so it doesn't switch right away. Yeah, so you get your waterfall and get yourself a nice little upgrade there.
Yeah, well, and then what I'm actually thinking about doing I'm not sure if I'm going to, but thinking about maybe getting rid of some of the radios that I have, and I'm not sure which way to go. I know I really do like my Kenwood and my Elecraft, both that work well, but this 7610 for contesting is dynamite. That works really great. And actually, the radio I'm on right now, I'm on the ICOM 9700. I really don't need that much radio either. I might get rid of that one, so we'll see how everything goes. But the two ICOMs are high price tag radios, but I like them, but I really don't need them.
Well, you have to sort that out, and I'm sure you'll come to the right decision.
Yeah, actually, that radio there, Ron bought that 7600. He got it for a good price, and that's a nice radio. That does almost everything that the 7610 does. 7610 with the two receivers, I could do a little bit more with that, but I really haven't used it a whole lot. I guess a couple of instances during contest, I had it on one band, and it was working one band. I was able to go and had the waterfall running on the other one and watch for contacts, and I'd be able to go back and forth. But getting too old for this stuff. It's just like contesting. I used to really love doing all the contests. I know this weekend is the ARRL DX contest phone, and I just cannot do phone anymore. I just my hearing's just not great enough to do that. I know last week I worked North Carolina CUSO party. I worked a couple phone contacts, but well, it's getting harder and harder to do that. But I don't have a problem with CW.
Well, being in shop all those years doesn't help you out none, and when you can't hear certain tones and things like that, then you have to resort to what you can do. And so working digital and working CW, if that works out best for you, then that works out best. So that's all there is to that. Ron will be getting on here probably in a couple minutes.
He's probably walking to his car right now. Yeah, I spent 18 months in a foundry. I think that that's part of the... My other job, in my regular job, most of the time I was there, unless I had to go out in the plant, and that wasn't really, really bad. I was in an office environment with the being in the lab and that. I did spend some time in and out, I had to go in and out of the plant. But I spent 18 months in the foundry, and that was noisy. It was bad. I think that did the... That did away with the hearing, so we'll take a little standby here and see if Ron jumps in there. He's probably walking to his van right now.